أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره. Still in this chapter of Mujahada, that is to make an effort to fight against our nafs, that is our worst enemy. And then Shaitan, who continuously also, nafs is the enemy from inside, that's why he is the worst enemy, and we have to be conscious to fight him all the time, make this mujahada. And then Shaitan also, who wants to mislead us all the time. And then this mujahada against all forces of batil, all evil forces, whether they are from the non-Muslims or from within the Muslims, anything that goes wrong, for that also mujahada must be made and it must be put right. This is a duty on the whole ummah, and particularly on the righteous and pious people, and more particularly on the ulama, that anything that goes wrong must be corrected, otherwise they themselves, in spite of all the other piety ibadat, they will be doing mudahanat fid deen, that is, they will be shirking their duties, and they won't be fulfilling what they are supposed to do. So Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala has commanded us with this. In that regard, this ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. Whoever will do one atom's weight of good, even a little bit of good, he will see the result of it. Whether it is just picking up some little a piece of paper from the masjid, a small little thing, smiling with your Muslim brother, anything, it was small also, you will see the result of it, the good of it. So in other words, always make the effort to do good. Fight your nafs that I'm a big man, how can I pick up a small little tweak from the masjid or something. No, fight against your nafs. And in all other matters also, there are those people, mashallah, especially like on stormy days, they particularly go out on the road to remove like any branches that have fallen on the street, etc. Very fortunate are such people. Whatever good we can do wherever, giving somebody right directions is also a great good, whichever good we can do. So we should try and do that, and in many cases it is mujahada on ourselves. Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah explains, one day, a very cold winter morning, he was going back from Fajr and he saw that a cat has given birth to her little kittens and they were outside by the drain. So he took the trouble of taking them in the house, making them comfortable, etc. So like that, it is not easy on the nafs to do all this. A person has got a schedule that he follows, and now something like this comes, and then it upsets his schedule. But to do this good is a great, great thing. Anyone we see in difficulty, even an animal, even a cat or a dog also, wherever we can do any good, we must do that good. And this will weigh very heavy on the day of Qiyamah. And especially that little small things that we do that nobody knows about. It was just done solely for Allah. We never talk about it. Nobody knows about it. That will weigh very heavy on the day of Qiyamah. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that no good deed must be regarded as a small deed. Any small deed, no matter how small, don't regard it as small. It is enough to take you to Jannah. That smallest little deed that you do, it's enough to take you to Jannah. So wherever we can do a good deed, do it. You know, it will perhaps, our routine will be upset a little bit. But wherever we find the opportunity of helping somebody, of doing some good, we should try and do that good. And it will be mujahada on the nafs. The nafs wants to follow its schedule. The nafs wants to do, it doesn't want to do anything which is so-called below its dignity. That I'm a big man, I'm a special man, so how can I do these things? For example, a wife phones her husband and says, you must buy potatoes today, onions. He feels offended that I'm a big, very wealthy man and I must go and buy potatoes and onions. It's below my dignity. No, if the wife wants it, we should do that. And with that, it is also, if some other woman phones and says she wants potatoes or onions, we are ready for service at all times. But when the wife phones, we find an objection to that. So all that is the nafs playing havoc with a person, which is called talbith e iblis, shaitan. And ulama, Allah reward them, have written such kitabs, the very intricate way how shaitan misleads a person, even to lead him to do good deeds also, but which are also haram. Like for his wife, he's not prepared to go and buy potatoes and onions. But some other woman will phone, he says, it's my duty, I must be observant, I must help you. There how shaitan plays with a person. So a person must be careful also, do all the good things, and he must be very, very careful, he doesn't cross the boundary in any way. Now, otherwise that very good deed becomes an evil deed and enough to lead him into Jahannam. One glance at a strange woman, or even at another person, looking down upon somebody, thinking bad and low about somebody, that is enough to take a person to Jahannam also. So we should be very careful, and wherever we find the occasion to do a good deed, we shouldn't hesitate to take Allah's name, to make the dhikr of Allah. That little few moments that we have, we shouldn't draw back, we should do that. We are waiting on the phone for somebody to answer. In that time we can read how many times La ilaha illallah. And one La ilaha illallah is so valuable, more valuable than the whole world and all it contains, more valuable than all the inhabitants of the seventh earth and the skies besides Allah Ta'ala. The La ilaha illallah is so valuable. And just to say it, how many times can we say it while we're waiting on the phone? To read Durood Sharif, how many times we can read Durood Sharif, and how valuable Durood Sharif is. All Tawbah, Istighfar, many things we can do. So a person must make this little effort wherever he can to do whatever good he can do to whoever it is, to human beings, to animals, to birds, whatever we can do some good, we must not draw back, we must not hesitate, we should try and do it. That is the great encouragement that is given in this chapter, and that is that mujahada that we must do. It will go against our nafs, against our time for the day, our schedule, against our dignity and our position, but we should be prepared to do all that. That will lead us to great goodness. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.